This news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Deputies from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal single-vehicle crash around 9:19 p.m. Thursday night on North Lakeshore Road near Weber Drive. Investigators say a 71-year-old man from Deckerville was driving a 2002 Dodge Dakota northbound when his truck left the west side of the road, entered a yard, and rolled several times. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The Port Sanilac Fire Department and Sanilac EMS also responded. The crash remains under investigation. And at about 7:15 a.m. Thursday morning, Huron Central Dispatch received a 911 call for a car versus moped crash on Elkton Road near Canboro Road in Oliver Township. Deputy Stephen Bismack arrived within minutes and found that the moped driver was severely injured. The driver of the car was not hurt. Ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon, along with firefighters from Oliver Township and Owendale, responded to the scene. The moped operator was identified as a 41-year-old Roy Hill of Marlette and was taken to Shura Hospital and later flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to the severity of his injuries. Investigators say a 2008 Chevy Cobalt, driven by a 21-year-old man, was heading north on Elkton Road when it struck the slower-moving 2022 moped in the darkness. It was unclear if the moped's taillight was working at this time. Authorities say Hill had been using the moped to commute between his job in the Pigeon area and his home in Marlette. The Huron County Sheriff's Office is handling the investigation with the help from the Elkton Police Department. And we'll be right back with your news. But first, here is a message from our sponsors at Flannery Auto Mall. So stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News will be right back. Riding along
in my automobile. It's time for you to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab LT for $313 per month. You get heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, trailering package with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. All for only $313 a month. Or lease a 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT with Evotex leather, heated seats and wheel, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and Chevy Safety Assist and more for $358 per month. Lease courtesy demo with 2,050 miles, 2025 Chevy Blazer, LT all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, power seat, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, Chevy Safety Assist, and more. All for $412 a month. Don't wait. Take a trip to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. And for a limited time, GM is offering $500 bonus cash for qualifying buyers who sign up for a GM credit card. These deals are based on $2,000 down, 12,000 miles per year for a 36-month lease. Flannery Auto Mall Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. With no particular
place to go. While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
Welcome back, and thank you to our sponsors for that message. Keaton Lemon, a graduate of Carroll High School, has joined the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office as a full-time corrections officer. After completing his field training, Lemon will attend the local Corrections Academy, which is a 160-hour program certified by the Michigan Sheriff's Coordinating and Training Council. The academy covers topics including correctional law, security procedures, stress management, ethics, and first aid, preparing officers for work in county jails across Michigan. And the Cass River Pet Friends and Thumb Animal Shelter has received a grant from Meyer Store, which is number 315, in Bad Axe, after applying earlier this year. Both organizations say they're extremely grateful and honored to be selected, especially as animal rescues continue to face dropping donations and rising numbers of homeless pets. The grants will provide much-needed support for animals in both counties served by the groups. A special thanks was given to Dean, Chris, and Kathy for their dedication to animal care, and to Lavender for helping with the grant application. That brings us to the end of our news for the hour. And if you want more weather, sports, obituaries, or more, make sure you head on over to thumbnet.net. We have no obituaries for the hour, so we're going to send it on over to Steve for our precise weather.